Okay, so Bez Hashem, this week, Bez Hashem, we're going to have the first three shiurim, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Okay, and we'll see how that works. Hopefully it'll work good. And see after Shemayah, it'll all go well. Okay, so today we start a very famous topic about waiting between Milchiks and Fleishiks and Milchiks, and halachas of that. So the Gemara tells us on Kuf Hei, Gufa Amar Rav Chisna Amar, Ochol Basar Ochol Osur Lechol Gvina. So if you ate basar, you can't have cheese afterwards. Gvina, if you had cheese, Mutar Lechol Basar. Right? So it's only then if you have the basar first, and then the Gvina. So Amar Rav Acha Bar Yosef Rav Chisna, Basar Shebein HaShinayim Mahu. So what's the story about the Basar Bein HaShinayim? If you have, you chew some meat and then you have meat between the teeth. Karele HaBasar Adenu Ben Shinayim. So you see the Pasuk says HaBasar Adenu Ben Shinayim, that the Basar between the teeth is still called Basar. Amar Rukva Anal Hamilsa Chala Bar Chamer Lagab. This is a famous Gemara. Amar Marukva Anal Hamilsa Chala Bar Chamer Lagab Yabr. I am vinegar, the son of wine, compared to my father. The Abba Ki Hava Ochil Bisra Ha'idna Lava Ochil Vina Lamacher. That my father, if he would eat meat, he wouldn't eat cheese till the next day. Like 24 hours later. So he would really be machmir to wait a long time. Till the next day at this time. Yeah, but me, I'm not so big as my father. B'has udasa hu d'lo achilna. T'lus udasa achrisa achilna. But me, I wouldn't eat in the same meal. But next meal, I would already eat. So I wouldn't wait 24 hours. It's just from meal to meal. So, okay. So now there are different shitas regarding this halacha. So if you want to bring the book to the safer to the basement or something. Here's the safer.
You can bring it.
Yeah, if you want, so whatever. Okay, so what is this halacha of waiting from one suda to the next? So let's take a look in Tosas. On Kuf Dalan Amad Beis. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish V'chein Halachot Gedolos La'ochol Bosar Osar Lechol Gvina Heine Belo Netil Av Kinoach Ava Netil Av Kinoach Shari The halacha that you can't have meat and then cheese is if you don't wash your hands and your mouth. But mentila v'kinuach shari.
Even in the
sagmiot. Yeah. And ukva mentila v'kinuach. In other words, to wait to a different meal, that's only if you don't do netilah v'kinuach. But if you do netilah v'kinuach, you wash out your mouth, you wash out your hands, or you chew something. I mean, kinuach could mean just like eating a piece of bread or something like that. You know, we have to see what that means. But some type of cleaning out, whether it means with water or with bread or something like that. That would be mutter right away. That would be mutter right away. So that's the biggest cooler. That's the biggest cooler. That if you have netilah and the kinuach, then and we'll have to see what exactly kinuach is, but some type of kinuach hapeh, then it's mutter right away. The other Rishonim don't hold like this. The other Rishonim say, no, there's no such thing. You have to wait till the next Suda. So you look in Tosis over here in Kufhei, the Sudasa Achrisa. He says, Labu Sudasa Sheridim Vasos Achas Shachars Vachas Arvis. El Afilu Alter. In other words, it doesn't mean the Suda Kvua. Say they would used to eat one meal in the morning and one meal in the evening. So is that the amount of time that you have to wait? What's normally between the Sudas? So he says, no. That is, if you finish the meal and you benched, so right away afterwards, you could eat milchuk. So that's also a pretty cool digashita. In other words, the first sheet of Rabbeinu Tam gives you a possible heter even in the same meal. And this sheet of Tosis is letting us do it even what? After the meal. And then, but the other, and the other shita, as we'll see, the Rambam, is that, no, it means from one meal to another, what's normally the shear of the kviyastik of meals. So if you look in the Rambam on page 3, it says, Mishach al-Basa b'tchila b'im, Moshe Behema Ben Basar Oaf, Luyochal Afra of Kolov, Hachi Ye Beneim Kedeshir Suda Acheris, Hu Kimoshe Shos. So he says it's like 6 hours. So there, that's not like the first sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that you can even do this.
and it's not even the shear, the second shita, that you just, as soon as you finish benching, you, it's already a different meal. But it's the shita that Tosa says not to say like. In other words, whatever the shear is between, normally between meals, is that shear. So if it's normally this around 6 hours between meals, that's the shear. And how do we know there's 6 hours between meals? So the Gaon points out, Vilna Gaon points out from the Gemara Shabbos on page 6 of Yud Amud Aleph, it talks about different people eating meals at different times. When did they people eat breakfast? Tan Rabbanan, bottom of page on Yud, for the arrows, Shona Rishona Machal Ludin. That the Ludim eat the first hour of the day, Shnia Machalistim, Shnish Machal Yoshim, Revis, you know, the Listim, Ludim, Zuma Shakur, Ochli Odom Haim, the cannibals. So they're very hungry people. So they eat right away the first hour. The second hour of the day, Listim. The Listim eat. The third hour of the day, the Yorshim eat. People who have a lot of money, so they can wake up late. Etc. Machal Polim, the Polim is fourth hour. Revis Machal Kolo, Chamish is Machal Polim, Shish is Machal Talmidei Chacham. 6 hours a day is Machal Talmidei Chacham. So, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din of Sheishos, and the Gros says on the bottom of page 23, "Nesu the Shachris Shatan Chacham Hu Vishas Shishis." Amar Marvuchu Misudosel Vidiyachomer Hakari Anafshe Oshloshu Gedel Achmir. So, meaning, so if, so, Marukva, he didn't do a chumrah like his father, he did the Iker Adin. So, the Iker Adin, he was a Talmud Chacham, so he ate his Suda Shachris on Shashishus, and therefore he's going to eat the next meal, you know, at night. So the Mela, that's 6 hours. So that was the shear. That was the shear between Shishis. So the Mela, so when the Gemara says you have to wait from Suda to Suda, that was the Suda Kavua. And that was the Suda Kavua.
If the Mela, people
could
wait 3 hours based on the fact that nowadays we eat lunch after breakfast, not dinner after breakfast.
Yeah, so.
Is that the
marker
for the
Mela? Right, so if you want to know about the mucker of waiting less than 6 hours. So if you take a look in the Sefer on page 14, Mizmor LeDavid. Le part that's hard to read is what we need to see. Another 14 on the left where the arrow is. Cut off free father, shavuot of the leg of an achila, el kumod dal shaos tekir vayin sham. Nechla v'tzid of zedem shach minad v'kam v'komos sh'ein mantinim v'ase el gimel shaos v'kir. Yeah, we should look at that pre-chadash first, right? What page is pre-chadash? Yeah, page 10. Yeah, we'll see. Let's just do the pre-chadash first on page 10. Go to with the end of the skinny lines. The first word on the line is sheshos. It's two lines, the last two lines of the skinny lines.
Right side or left side?
Left side. It says, Mi'olav davke sheshos, kegon b'chorev sheyomim k'tzorim. Right, in the winter months, it's a shorter day. So it's not 6 hours. Right? It's dark at 4 o'clock, whatever. So, So whatever the suda kvu is, so in the summer months, so they would eat later in the day. In the winter months, it's not like us. We have clocks, so we eat lunch at the same time. Summer, winter, we don't. But their meals would depend upon, midday and when it gets dark. That's when they would eat the meals. So therefore, it depends which type of year you're talking about. In the winter months, you could eat milk already earlier. In the summer months, you wait later. Because that's whenever the Suda Kavu was. Even though in the summer months, it's going to be longer, the winter months, it's going to be shorter. Lashon Gemara Havi Bechols Pasu Dosa Hu Dolachim Lasu Dosa Achrin Achil Mashon Visuda Lasuda Shapir Dami. So he says. So whatever that suda was, so that's what the pre-chadash says. But nonetheless, that's basically what it was. Now, if you look in the Muzmor LeDavid on page 14, so he says, he quotes the Pre-Chadash.
זה נמשך ממנו בכמה מקומות שהאם המתינים הבשר על גילו שורס בקירוב אפילו בקיץ הולבים היה בחור. So he says no. The word is that since in the winter months it's 3-4 hours, so even it doesn't fluctuate between whatever the minimum is, that's based on the winter, that's the shear even in the summer. Because we'll see whatever the reasons are, it's not going to change because the winter, the summer. So if in the winter you already have the between the midday meal and the dinner, I mean, they didn't have lunch, because it has said, so therefore they would eat the breakfast meal, they would eat it by Chatzos time, and then they would eat the other meal in the beginning of the night. So if that would be the amount of time that you'd have to wait in the winter, then that's the shear the whole year, not like the pre-Chadash. Not like the Rambam either. Because the Rambam is saying, right, in other words, you're basing it a certain fixed time based on the, it's the middays, you know, 6 to 6. So that it's Sheishos, the whole year round. And the pre-chadash says, well, no, it depends what time of year it is. And he's saying, no, it depends. Whatever it is, the minimum is going to be that amount.
So what do we do with the problem of most of the Anashim?
Okay, so we have to speak about what the reasons are. We'll get to those reasons.
After 6 hours, the poser is not even according to the poser, after 6 hours, it's not considered a poser anymore, right?
We didn't discuss that yet. We didn't get up to that yet.
This Mithno Dali maybe would explain the 3 hours.
Yeah,
but what about the Dutch and the 1 hour?
Yeah, so the 1 hour is quoted in the Ramah. Take a look. Ramah says, back to 23. So the Ramah says, Yesh Omrin, right? That's the Tosis. So, Shoachas. So he quotes the minhag of 1 hour. The Oakley Macha Kankvina, Mutrikum Varkam came Birkas a Muslim. In other words, you have to have Birkas a Muslim and a Shoachas. It can't be in the same Suda. So where does the Shoachas come from? So the Pre-Chadosh, back to the Pre-Chadosh, he wants to claim that it comes from the Zohar. You know, there's a Zohar on page 11 in Parshas Mishpatim. So Ashkechan, the whole man, the Ophel, Hai Michlo, the Chaber, Kichada, B'Shaita, Chada, or B'Sudoso Chada. This is the translation. Shekhomi, 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 Shekhomi,
ke'echa b'shah achas or b'suda achas. So if you eat milk and meat in the same meal, or the same suda, so then I buy, something's going to happen, huh? I don't know what. I buy me on near a gedi mekulas ba'orol. Okay, something. I guess is not a good thing. So the Prichadash, on page 10, says la hamtin achil achar achil vaser sifkan vav on the left. Minig zeh nimshach lam misefer hazohar. You should never eat milk and meat in the same hour, even if you're in two separate meals, or in the same meal, even if the meal is extending for hours and hours, but it's the same meal, also not. So he says, Shaminan mehachal kumra bekula. Kumra, the mash without basar achak vina sir b'shay tachada. So he says, it's a kumra that even if you have milk first and then the meat, but if it's in the same hour, not. Yeah, because normally we assume only a din. Meat first, then milk. He had a saying, if it's in the same hour, even milk first, and then meat. The kula, the gvina achar basa sharia, achar shah. But according to this, that after an hour, or after the same meal, then you can even have cheese after meat. So he's claiming the Prichadash that this Zohar is saying that there are two halachas. You can never have meat and milk in the same meal, and you can never have meat and milk in the what?
Same hour.
So let's take a look. Right. That is true. So let us look. Where should we look? We should look past this in the Magen Avraham. Right. Where's the Magen Avraham? Is there some Magen Avraham here? Well, you read it. So that's how the Prichadash wants to. But it's true. Rabbi Tachman points out that the Ramah was only saying it in the. I don't know. You have to see. Is that really the mocker for the Ramah? Does the Ramah and the Darkei Moshe ever quote the Zohar? Well. Yeah. Which page are you?
Page 7.
Page 7, yeah. Yeah, page 7. He says, Nova Olam Lahamtin Shah Achas. Thank you. Israel points out we should look at page 7 of the Issev Heter. It says, Nova Ha'olam Lahamtin Shah Achas Nikov Dalad Liyom. There is one clock hour. Acha Brichas Amozon. Ra'okal Ogvino. Ra'okal Azgvina Fil Bolo Kinuach. Umamtin hasha a few akar chilas basar chaya ba'of. So that's yeah. So where does that come from? So I don't even want to say it's a Zohar. It's a little difficult. So they don't quote the Zohar. Is it really from the Zohar? I mean, you could say the Zohar has that opinion, but. I don't know if the Ramal got it from the Zohar. Right? If you look in the Sharidur, the Hagos Sharidur, page 8, he says on the bottom line, Rabin Nogim Mahakav Olshim Lahem Pshara, Bidaitim, Hamtin Shahakas Hakar, Sudas Bosa, Siduka Brachal, as you call him, Gvira. Pasha says it has nothing to do with the Zohar, the Ramon. Pasha says it's a made up pshara. You know, some say six, some say you don't have to wait at all. So it was like a chumra ba'alma. You know, not necessarily from any real makor. It's a minag. You know, sort of to make a pshara between the shitas. But if you look in the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Shavuot to the end of Hilchas Pesach. So he quotes a lot of different let me find a few. Tov Tzari Dalad. Sivkan Vav, yeah. Isim Zohar also, yeah. In the Avosayim Torhi, Achir Shazor Shal Yovel Day Yisr. He says, "I am Biordaya." Some pay test. It could be I put it when one in pay test in the answer. What?
Back at
12. Back at 12. It's yeah. This is back at 10. Okay. Anyway, it's someplace. I'm going to do this in paint test. In circle half sick. For Brichas Amoz and Melochal Gvil Kosher. He's early Kacha cares. So. But is this the. As he quotes you the Minhag. Yeah, you have the packet there? Yeah. You have 12, pack of 12, Rabbi Tuchman? He quotes a Zohar in the
beginning.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's the right Zohar. Yeah, he is a low yomul de iser. Maybe you're this, and it's a perhaps the Vicka Samazan and Mino Okal Vina Kasha. Oh. Right. So he says that in Shavuos we have this minute to eat milk on Shavuos. So then the question is, if you're going to have milk and meat, so what's going to be the story? Because you're not supposed to have milk and meat in the same meal. So what do you do? So the Magen Avraham says, you know, you take a different mapa. You wash out your mouth or whatever. Yeah, and then you look in the Chok Yaakov, it's a very So the Magen Avraham speaks about just taking a mapa acheres. But he doesn't say about the same meal. But if you in the Be'er Heitev, it says Yisrael Zoshel Yevol De Isser. Says in Tzarch Lapsik Birchas Hamazon. If you don't, Yisrael Dikach Mapa Cheres. Says Magen Avraham. He says, Shiar Knesses and Dol Kotzav Ani Noeg Lechol Dvash Vechalav Vavarach Berchas Amozen Veochol Boser. But others are machmir, not to have it in the same meal. But the Magen Avraham doesn't seem to say that it's a problem in the same meal, because he doesn't quote that
shouldn't it be
other parts of the philosophy? There's also a piece in the Be'er Mayim Chaim where he speaks about the Chemer and the Cholov back by the Malachim. Oh, so he writes the Be'er Mayim Chaim. It's on in packet 12 on page 22, not the packet that we gave out today. We'll see it. He says that He says, but you need to bench in between the milk and the meat. And that's what I remember Rabbi David Willard pointed out years ago, Mr. the Zohar. But he says Efshar Shatol Sofer Nafal Butfus B'Mogad Avram. It's man, what is it to say that you know, it says Ein Sarach, Yesh Sarach. I don't know. Okay, if you hold from this thing. I remember, you know, I should say something, you know, Rav Geli was Nifter last week. You know, so there's a lot to say about Rav Geli, the big Talmud Chacham, is the Rav of the Kehila here. But my connection partially was, I used to eat by him every Shavuos. I remember one year, usually we went for lunch. But sometimes, one time I remember we went at night, I think we went with Rabbi Mendelsohn, and I remember we had like cheesecake first in the side room, like in the kitchen, and then after the cheesecake, we came into the dining room and we had the meal. And I'm trying to remember, was the cheesecake after we washed? When I was in the same Suda, it's hard, I don't want to say 100%. So that's the 2 days here, whether you should be machmir never to have milk and meat in the same meal or not. But I remember that specifically. All the years, I don't recall that, but one specific year, I recall we dafka had, the cheesecake in one place, and then we moved over to have the meal. Okay. Also in the Placey, what page? In the Placey and back, what page? 11? 17? He wants to say that what's this idea of Shoachas? If he quotes the Prechodesh, if he quotes the Zohar. So first of all, Pashas is, I know you have to look, if anywhere in the Ramah you don't see him really quoting the Zohar in the Darkei Moshe Aruch or whatever, you check. Then it's hard to believe that that's all of a sudden the Mocker. And first of all, he doesn't think Shoachada means 1 hour. It could just mean close by, close proximity. So he says, what's the machlokes, whether it's 1 hour, 6 hours? He says that maybe it's tolay on, in other words, they want to have, we'll have to see, we didn't even discuss yet what the reasons are for waiting between meat and milk. But it could be that they wanted to have some type of heker, so, and the question is whether you go but so the tchilas equal or the sof equal. In other words, when you eat something, so, you know, it's the beginning of digestion takes the first 72 minutes or something like that, and the sof equal is the sheishos. So the question is, how far of a heker did they want that you should be waiting between milk and meat based on the tchilas equal, which is like 72 minutes, or it's based on the sof equal, and it's some type of harchaka. And the Mela, he says, and therefore it should be, it can't be like so first he doesn't like that the Pri Chodesh says it's based on the Zohar. He doesn't think it has anything to do with the Zohar. He doesn't think the Pri Chodesh has the right shot in the Zohar. And then the other point that the Pri Chodesh says that it's totally on the different seasons. Like in the winter, you only have to wait 4 hours between meat and milk, and in the summer, he says, according to me, it has to do with digestion. So digestion's not going to change between the summer and the winter.
What's the salt equal to 6 hours?
Right. Well, so now let's take a look at what are the reasons that are given for. We didn't discuss that yet. So the first page here in Rashi on page 1. He says, also lechol gvinim shum de bosa motzi shuman hu nidbak v'peh v'marach v'tamo. So the first reason is that the tam in your mouth is nimshach. So we don't want, as a harchaka, there should be even though we know that dinda raisa b'osam chol is cooking meat and milk together. So this has nothing to do with cooking meat and milk. But as long as there's a taste of meat in your mouth between milk and meat, then that was. They acid it. And then the Rambam says a different shot. On page 3, he says at the end of Halacha Chav Ches, if they have basar shall bein hashinayim. Shein asar b'kinuach. That 6 hours is because that's the amount of time when you have the pieces of meat between your teeth.
Yeah, I'd like to eat if you have better teeth or something like that.
Better toothbrush, floss, yeah. Oh. So let's see. So back to Shulchan Aruch. But wait, we should go to the tour. Let's go to the tour. The page. 19. Yeah. Achol basa loshna basa behem chayv ol bo yochal vin achar. Hashisha tishisha mizvara to the smoke and to the seraph. To say shows. I feel in the shop she reached most of it is 9:30. So, in other words, so the first reason is Rashi. If you shall boss a motzi shuman, Moshech Tan. Moshech Tan. But what does Rashi say about Posa Ben HaShinayim? So that, as long as it's there, it can be 10 hours. And then you always have to take out the Posa Ben HaShinayim, because the Posa Ben HaShinayim is a separate halacha. It's not the reason for the 6 hours. So the Posa Ben HaShinayim you always have to take out. If you waited 6 hours, there's no time, and if there's still Posa Ben HaShinayim, you have to take out the Posa Ben HaShinayim. But the Rambam says no. The reason it's 6 hours is because of the Bosa Ben HaShinayim. So therefore, after 6 hours, even if the Bosa Ben HaShinayim, that's the reason for the Bosa Ben HaShinayim. That means that the 6 hours is sheer in the Bosa Ben HaShinayim. So after the 6 hours, the Bosa Ben HaShinayim does not count.
Why is there only Tom if you follow it?
Yeah, 1 second. And he says, so the Nafkamina is, so one Nafkamina is the Bosa Ben HaShinayim, whether it's a din of even past 6 hours, or is it only a din of 6 hours? And then the other halacha is, what if you didn't swallow it, you just chewed it, you want to give it a little child, and you don't want it to be hard, so you chew it first, and then you give it to him, lois latinok, ein tzorach lahamtin, kevin shelo ochlo einu motzi tam, because he's saying the tam comes out when you
follow.
Yeah. And but if you, so if it's a din in the Bosa Ben HaShinayim, so there's going to be Bosa Ben HaShinayim, because you chewed it. So according to that sheet, you'd have to wait 6 hours if the Bosa Ben HaShinayim. And if it's a din in what? Tam, then since you didn't swallow it because you chewed it and you spit it out to give it to your kid, so it's okay. This year I had a shayla. Purim was on Thursday. Right? So usually on Friday I bring home pizza for my wife for lunch. So after I brought it home, she said, you know, she was going to the humantash, the shalach manis bags, and she took out a humantash, and then all of a sudden, so she chewed the humantash, and all of a sudden there was meat in the humantash. And then she spit it out, because she knew I was bringing home pizza. So the shayla is whether she was allowed to eat the pizza. I tried to call and speak to Rabbi Badi about it, but he didn't pick up, so I said it was okay. Because Chora, both reasons, because right away, in other words, she only chewed the dough around it, so there was no Bosa Ben HaShinayim, and there was no, whatever it was, spit out right away, whatever, you know. So, and then later on he confirmed that he thought that was correct. So that was this year's shayla about. And Rav Moshe has a tshuva with the liver pills. You have liver pills, so Rav Moshe says that also the same idea, that the some pills were made from liver, and neither of the reasons apply, so it would be okay. And because neither reason applies. Yeah. And then there's a famous Marshal that the Shach quotes. The Lashon is on page 16. Din kol sheyesh bo reich toira. Anyone who has reich toira will wait 6 hours. Imacha basa loshna behema v'chaya olfo yochal achar v'gvina. At sheyeshik sheyer shemizman suda boka da erev daidu sheyesh shos.
What page is this?
16. By the way, also there's a Rabbeinu Yerucham on page 15 that says this gives a share of Gimel Shalos. Another. And then, now needless to say, the Chasam Sofer says a person is sick, so all these are minhagim. So a person's sick, so he's not in the meal anymore, and he waited an hour, so it's okay. And the same as Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld on page 32 or 33 also says by a Yoledes Minekes. Those first 30 days. You can be more makeup. So the main thing is to everybody points out is to always make sure you're following the Iker HaDin, and then of course we follow Minhagim, but Minhagim they're more cool is when it's holy or something like that.
So the Chasam Sofer says what is.
And that's the Shach on page 25. Hey, Nachum Lassos, Kachas Marshal, Dechen Roy, Lassos, the Chol Mishi Yishbo Reich Torah. And the different minhagim we have, Germans wait for 3 hours, even from Holland wait 1 hour. So we saw the Makaris are all these things. And then the Aruch HaShulchan on page 18, he says, Vidasha Hamtana She Shaos Humisof Hasuda Shal Basar Atchilas Hasuda Shal Cholov. In other words, it's from the end of the Suda till the beginning of the next Suda. Having based Atchilas Hasuda Lo Yochal Cholov O Shesof Hasuda Basar Lo Chol. It's from Suda to Suda. So say you're eating, you finished one Suda, now you're starting another, but you're not eating the cheese blintzes till later in the Suda. Right? So it should be from Suda to Suda. Yeah, my Sif always quotes. But we, as Rabbi Sif pointed out, we usually say it's 6 hours from the actual achilas basa, and achilas cholov. Because in camp there's always a problem of certain shabbosim, that lunch ends late, and shal shudas, so it's not always, so Rabbi Sif always said, make sure to realize what time you finish eating the meat. So, question is, would that be sufficient? As Rabbi Sif pointed out, according to Aruch HaShulchan, maybe that one wouldn't be good enough. But many don't hold this Aruch HaShulchan. And he says, "Dan Shamtana Meshe Shos Umisof Hasuda Shal Basar Atchilas Hasuda Shal Cholov. Tafim Beis Haschalas Hasuda O Yochal Cholov O Shemisof Suda Basar O Ochal Basar." Doesn't matter, because the Hamtana is from the end of the Suda to the beginning of the next Suda, regardless of when in the Suda you had the milk or the meat.
This thing that you have to wait between
the two, is it a dindarais? No, it's not a dindarais. A dindarais is only cooking milk and meat. It's a dinder abanan, and then there's a minhagim how to fulfill this dinder abanan.
How
much
is it? You do have to wait after you, if you chew it up for a kid?
So we have machme for both opinions. So we wait even if you chew for a kid.
Didn't we just say that then none of the reasons apply if you chew for a kid?
No, the chew for a kid is the machlokas. Because Pasuk Beit HaShinayim does apply, but the Tam doesn't apply.
The opinion of into the 6 hour,
that was
the deep
on the Rambam. The deep in the Rambam, that's also some of
the deep
in the Rambam,
Kemoshe
shows.
That's
into the
Mike
in the Rambam. Into the 6, yeah. So some have that minute, some don't have that minute.
So the custom soft is said by a cholah, what do you have to do by a cholah?
You call it, you just make sure you finished the meal, you benched, and you waited an hour, you know.
You wait an hour. You could just okay. Then suda.
Okay, you know, the main thing is the suda. If you can get the hour in, you know, matol.
So where did the place you get an eagle?
This far.
I mean, even though it's the local Rashi, the Rambam.
Right.
Okay.
Make his own.
Also, you sort of said an afternoon, one afternoon is the Batan Shrim that according to Rashi has to be made there.
Yeah.
Because often the Rambam is the Ephesh Shah, but they have to. Because the Vasa She'enu Star Bikinua. That's often the Rambam. It's mashma that any Vasa Bikinua, then that you always have needs to be made there. It's just that there may be some
buffer
that you can't get out of
Kinoa. Okay.